This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever flown on a plane and been inconvenienced in the flight and felt somewhat helpless? Remember in the old days of smoking where, you know, you might sit next to a smoker and you don't smoke? And it was like, oh, my gosh. I flew to Hawaii with that. I flew one time somewhere, I don't remember where, and it was a crying baby. It was like, oh, my God. And it was a long flight, you know, probably to Europe. It was a long flight, and that baby cried the whole way. It was like, oh, will somebody please set this baby up? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A woman, a Nigerian woman, was removed from a United Airlines flight because a man complained that her odor was pungent. Pungent. That's the word used. Not, you know, it's a bit off-putting. No, she was pungent. As we would say in the black community, she was funky. Yeah. So he was like, look, I'm being inconvenienced. There should be some decorum when you come to get on a plane. Now, look, if you've been flying around because you're stuck in an airport 2 or 3 days or something like that, cool. I mean, I can understand it. But I would think that the airport would say, if you are stuck overnight, we're going to give you facilities to shower, etc. I can tell you positively, I had a similar experience. I don't remember. I think I was coming back from New York. And there were three people flying in my group, and we were, you know, everybody tries to always get seated together, and I think we might have been, yeah, I think everybody was seated at least in the same rows, you know, across from each other, whatever. And this Indian family got on. It looked like a mother and father and then a son and daughter, but like son-in-law, daughter-in-law, like they, because it was a married, the mother and father were married, the older couple, and it was a younger couple who were married. And what I can tell you is this, one of the younger couple, I want to say it was the dude, he stunk to high heaven. The minute the dude went to put, I think he put the bag up, you know, like into the thing, and I went, what the heck just happened? It was like something took my breath away. And I'm looking at my fellow travel companions going, whoa. We're all looking at each other. I mean, I holding the nose and, oh, my gosh. And it was horrible. Look, I've smelled funky people all over the place. And I'll tolerate your body odor. But when it gets to a point of funk, that it's like, uh-uh. So this plane was jam-packed. There was nowhere to move. So I rang the flight attendant button, and I whispered to her, I said, ma'am, I can't sit here. They sat right, that group sat right in front of me. I said, I can't sit here. She goes, why is that? I said, do you smell? She goes, she shook her head like, I smell it. Like, how could you not smell it? And so I go, I can't, I'm telling you right now, I'm not sitting here. And she said, you know, I don't know what, you know, what to do. This plane's packed. I said, well, I'm completely inconvenienced. I'm not flying 3, 4 hours, whatever time it was I was going to fly. But it wasn't like a one-hour puddle jumper where I could just put a napkin over my nose and, you know, gutted it out. No, it was that bad. And so she found me a seat. And I don't know where, but I would have sat, you know, in the aisle. It was that bad. And I know it's, you know, people. And what's funny is, I don't think there was, it was, you know, typically flying, it's mostly white folks. You know how white folks are. Y'all don't complain. Y'all just suck it up, buttercups. And you don't care. I was the guy going, no. And white people, I'm so glad you said something. Oh, man. So they moved me, and I couldn't believe nobody else said anything. So back to this story. So this Nigerian woman's on a plane. She's flown from Lagos, Nigeria, She's headed to Canada to put her kids in a private school. They called her Queen Obiama or something like that. So I don't know if she's a real queen. But she was apparently pungent. And a dude said, I can't fly like this. I can't sit next to her. Now, maybe he was rude. The way the story is, he was rude and all these other things. Look, I don't know how people react, but if you sit me next to somebody super funky, I get an attitude. Because I'm like, come on, man. I mean, you don't even know how to have basic hygiene. Now, this goes to show you that the bigger issue is there are countries where they bathe once every couple of weeks. They're used to body odor. Do you know, though, with Nigerians, when they come over from their country, family members will take them, bathe them, throw away all their clothes. You know why they throw away the clothes? Because people from Nigeria, in many cases, will wear the same clothes all the time, not knowing or caring about the funkiness of them, because it's cultural. The same thing, by the way, happens in non-black countries. France, some funky folks. Believe me, I know. I live there. Germany, some funky folks. So it's not a black or white issue, but here's the deal. The dude complaining on the flight about this Nigerian woman was a white dude. So she's suing the airlines for discrimination because they asked her to get off the flight. They said, we'll put you on another flight, hopefully after a bath. But they took her kids off and her. She says, I have meetings I can't miss for school. Oh, you can miss them. But she says, I've been aggrieved. Racially, this is not what you want. This is the wrong thing to do. And they're going, no, the wrong thing to do is for you to bring your butt on this plane, stinking to high heaven, and thinking that we're just supposed to ignore it. I mean, can you, by the way, bad way to present Nigerians, ergo black people, and I happen to be 23% Nigerian before people start getting an attitude. I could go over there and claim some birthright if I wanted to. But it always I struggle with this because we're living in a time where if you say, look, I have a best friend. One of my best friends, his name is Rick. I'm like, hey, Rick, you stink, man. You need to go take a shower. He'll come up and meet me. I'm like, dude, you got body odor. Oh, man, I just got back from Kansas City. Whatever. Go take a shower. We'll meet up in an hour. I don't care who you are. Same thing I'm going to tell you if you got a booger in your nose, you know, if you're showing muffin top and your shirt's too tight, I'm going to tell you, change that shirt. You ain't going out with me looking like that. Certainly not smelling like that. You got bad breath? I'm going to give you a breath mint. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are here. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Have you been inside a post office lately? Even the people who work in the post office can't believe it's still open. It's like a haunted Scooby-Doo warehouse at this point. Everything's covered in spider webs, old machinery run by enslaved Oompa Loompas. You get to the front of the line, they look at you like you're selling something, and you just walked into their apartment.
What the hell are you doing here?
I want to send this to my Nana. And they go into a list of stuff they can't do for you. Well, I can't send a rap like that. I can't let you pay with that credit card. I can't make eye contact with you when I'm talking to you. I can't stop eating Funyuns when I'm at work.
The post office. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Barack Obama used to brag about it, used it in his own talks and stuff. Do you remember this? God, what an idiot.
I think private insurers should be able to compete. They do it all the time. I mean, if you think about it, UPS and FedEx are doing just fine. Right? No, they are. I mean, it's the post office that's always having problems.
Dude was too dumb to know that he was not selling health care. But, you know, so the reason why I bring this up and I played a couple of these clips is the post office, we find out, has lost $1.3 billion. Yeah, and here's a report. I'm reading this. U.S. Postal Service placed most of the blame for the $1.3 billion it lost in the second fiscal quarter on, quote, inflexible government policy. Some of it on inflation, the decline in first-class mail, but it didn't blame it on any of the delivery details made with customers, including Amazon.com. The net loss for the quarter ended March 31st widened from $562 million in the same period a year ago. The, and I love this word, the controllable loss, which excludes items that are not recurring and outside of management's control, was $656 million after a profit of, get this, they profited $12 million last year. This is the deal. Total revenue rose 1.4% to $17.5 billion. 9.5% growth in shipping packages, shipping and package revenue, 15% rise in international revenue, helped offset a 2.5% drop in first-class mail and a 0.4% drop in marketing mail. First-class revenue, $6.46 billion, was almost 37% of the total revenue, down from 38.3% last year. Percentage of shipping costs of shipping and packaging revenue increased from 29.4% from 27.3%. So their profitable, theoretical profitable stuff is going up while the lower profit stuff is technically going down. Now, they don't see it that way because they see first-class mail as profitability. It never has been. But I know for a fact the packages is profitable, and I'll tell you why. Because Barack Obama said it. He said UPS and FedEx aren't doing that bad. Now, in addition to these controllable expenses, this is where it gets interesting, because if it made business sense, the U.S. Postal Service wouldn't exist. Donald Trump can blame Amazon, but the Postal Service is in effect acting as a government agency, and we're getting crushed because of these are what they call the uncontrollable expenses. So they're right to a degree. UPS said it needed urgent legislative and regulatory changes, because they said these management actions have to occur in order for them to become profitable again. He says this. This is a postmaster general, a lady, Megan Brennan. Despite growth in our package business, our financial results reflect systematic trends in the marketplace and the effects of an inflexible, legislative-mandated business model that limits our ability to generate sufficient revenue and imposes cost upon us we can't afford. And what's she talking about? She's talking about unfunded retiree benefits and retiree health benefits that jumped $766 million because of changes in just financial reporting. And they call it actuarial assumptions. While worker compensation expenses declined overall, but they still have money to pay. In other words, you retire from the post office, they pay you a fat salary. If you can last, it's like going, never having to go to work and still getting your money. Then add to this the fact that UPS loses billions of dollars because, as President Trump said, and I love this, he says, being the delivery boy for Amazon, he says the post office loses $1.50 on every package delivered for Amazon's e-commerce services, which is true. They lose money, and it's based on a very strange way that the post office has to regulate itself in terms of growth of one business versus the other. Now, keep in mind, nobody on God's green earth, no business, would run the way the post office runs. They wouldn't force you to say, this is the way we expect our growth to occur, so package business has to regulate itself by this much and blah, blah, blah. And so the minute that these smart businessmen see that, oh, well, we're limited by how this thing needs to work, the minute they see that, they go, well, we'll figure out how to make money from it. And that's what Bezos and Amazon did. Now, that's an unscrupulous business person. It's within the law, but it isn't right. It's a situation I've run into. One of my sons was playing baseball, and the coach, I mean, we're talking about 9-10-year-old kids at the time. And the coach, when a pitcher would throw the last ball, ball four, and walk a kid, the kid would run down to first base really fast. But you know, the other kids are like, no big deal. It's a walk. And then the kid would just swing on around to second base and steal second in the same, you know, walk, just supposedly walking to first. It's a crappy thing to do, but the coach did it. And I remember the parents would be mad. Oh, I can't believe it. And I would say, guys, look, it's a crappy thing to do. It shows you that's a coach that really doesn't, he's not teaching his kids anything, but he is within the letter of the rules. He's within the legality of rules here. And if you're going to teach a kid a lesson like this, or person, teach him at this age. They're not to be trusted. You get what I'm saying? So all I'm looking at is the Postal Service has to look at itself. We have, as a consumer and the taxpayers, have to say, look, enough is enough. Let's hope we can keep the pressure on so Donald Trump actually does something about this organization and makes it profitable. I'll leave it at that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief continued their talks today to salvage the once-on-again-then-off-again summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the UN and governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson likes what he's hearing.
The good thing that I saw is that they had dinner last night, Pompeo and the North Korean.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Kevin Jackson Show.
Oh my goodness, good news. Oakland mayor getting sued for tipping off illegals. Excuse me, welcome back everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh my gosh, I pulled my groin muscle throwing kicks. I know that sounds bizarre. Didn't stretch out enough. Tweaked it because I overworked in the gym earlier. And just felt like, no big deal. I mean, I've done it before. Man, getting old. And anyway, throwing these multiple, what we call, I call multiple kicks. And I go pop, 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 just hitting the speed bag with my foot. Pop, 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 pop. And threw one kick too many and just tweaked it. And it hurt like heck, man. I mean, I can't describe it. It was funny because my brain was going, did that just hurt? But when my leg came down, it was like, that hurt. And I had to ice it up and no, my groin is not swollen. Well, it probably is a little bit, but not like you're implying, sucker. But no, it hurt like heck. So now it's going to take, because I'm older now. It's not like I'm in my 20s and, you know, things like that just heal in 2 weeks and you're back in. I mean, I wouldn't be in fighting shape, but I'd be okay. But so now I got to stretch out. I got to soak it and do some Pilates and yoga and all kinds of stuff, which is what I should have done in the beginning anyway. And I would have been fine. Man, you got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to that old body. Anyway, the Oakland mayor is being sued. Remember, and before I even get into the story of it, I'm going to tell you this. I love this lawsuit. Federation for American Integration Reform, known as FAIR. They have a legal arm that's like Judicial Watch, and it's called IRLI, I-R-L-I. And they sued the Oakland mayor. They announced it on Monday. Her name is Libby Schaaf, because she let those illegals, she tipped them off. She tipped them off. And this is such a Linsky-esque, I love this, because this is the way our justice, this is the way a system is supposed to work. That mayor did something illegal, and Jerry Brown praises her for it. Many of her constituents are supposedly happy about it. I guarantee you they're not. There are a lot of them that are going, this is the craziest place we live, but we can't move. And so she does this illegal act to thwart the federal government in a righteous act. I mean, I can understand certain laws where people want to, I don't know. But in this particular case, you had criminal illegals. I'm not talking about just criminal because they came over here. Criminal because they've been rapists and murderers and gangbangers and drug dealers and things like this. And she tips them off. Here's what FAIR wrote in part of their argument or their lawsuit. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf made national news a few months ago when she warned illegal aliens in her community about an imminent roundup by ICE. This happened on February the 25th. Acting ICE Director Tom Homan said Schaaf's actions were equivalent to those of a, quote, gang lookout. And he's exactly right. When law enforcement can't work together to enforce existing laws on the books because there's some bleeding heart leftist, anti-American, pro-immigrant, pro-illegal, who's tipping people off, our system has broken down. So what's the lawsuit seek? It wants any and all communications, including but limited to emails, between City of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, Chief of Staff Sharita Nosakher, I don't know how to say her name, Director of Public Safety Venus Johnson, Director of Communications Justin Burton, Police Chief Ann Kilpatrick, referring or relating to ICE from February 23rd through February 24th of 2018. So it's a narrow window that says, show me everybody involved. I want the emails of these people and what was going on during that period of time. I think this is fantastic. Holman said more than 800 criminal aliens were able to escape ICE raids as a result of Schaaf's actions. Illegals in California have been responsible for a growing number of deaths of innocent people, including Kate Steinle, Drew Rosenberg, and Jamil Shaw III. And, you know, they went on to just kind of outline some more bullet points. The bigger deal to me is this. They've done an Alinsky-esque thing here. They've singled out a person and said, this is a person who admittedly did this act, and this person is going to be made to pay. Now, I don't know whether she's going to end up, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but here's what I do know. It's going to be an inconvenience for a while. And sometimes that's what you need. It's also a shot over the bow to everybody else in the food chain, because everybody else's list is going, oh, shoot. Oh, man. So I want to see how all this gets coordinated going into the future. And here's the other thing I want. I want to make sure that all these municipalities, these so-called sanctuary cities and governments, I want everything videotaped. I want all their meetings, that we have to be able to get to their records, etc. Because I want every one of them sued. And I believe that Fair/Early is going to be one of the biggest, busiest groups on the planet. And they will grow exponentially. I know the organization very well. I go to their event about every year. They tend to have one every year called Hold Their Feet to the Fire. And I'm telling you, this is going to be big. And people are going to join I know their database is over a million people, like 1.3 million. I bet you that database grows to 5 million people fast. So anyway, they requested all these copies of Schaaf and her top-level staff under the California Public Records Act, but they didn't respond. And here's what they said. I think the documents are going to expose Schaaf and her staff radical open borders philosophy and how Schaaf had been scheming with the chief of police. And he says she has mentioned in news reports about conversations she had with her chief of police over tipping off illegals. She's been quite brazen. She actually said she's willing to go to jail to defend criminal illegal aliens. Let's find out. I got to tell you, I knew about this hot off the press. And I was telling the organization, this is the type of thing, this is Judicial Watch, this is Tom Fitton, except these guys are singularly focused on protecting the legal immigration system of America and pointing out the lawbreakers. Now get this, this is what's great, and maybe we talked about this earlier before, but there was an article written in the Washington Times, and Fair noted the shocking growth in sanctuary cities since the Obama policy, and here's what they wrote. About half of Americans now live under sanctuary policies that shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. And what they did is they tallied up all these jurisdictions, and about a week and a half ago or so, a week ago, they released this information and the Washington Times picked it up. Fair calculates there are 564 states and municipalities that refuse some level of cooperation with federal immigration authorities as of April the 1st. That's up more than 200 since President Trump took office, and up more than 500 compared with a decade ago. Here are the numbers. There were just 40 sanctuaries, quote, when President Obama took office. 40. Now, But that's not the real problem, see, because there are entire states. Think of this. California, Illinois, New York are total sanctuaries. Major cities and counties, Fairfax County, Montgomery and Prince George's County, the District of Columbia, these are all saying we're going to provide sanctuary. They go on to say this. Bob Daney, the president of FAIR, said this is an astounding and dramatic surge of sanctuary jurisdictions. They've doubled in just 2 years. If you game that out, if the exponential growth continues, it won't be long before it's accurate to say that U.S. is a sanctuary city. 49% of the country's population, they calculate, live in a sanctuary zone. We're barely 51% of people don't live in a sanctuary zone. 49% do. Any guesses as to where the 49% is? I mean, I've already given it away. It's big cities. It's places where liberalism flourishes, leftism flourishes. It puts everybody in harm's way. It takes a broken system, you know, one that's certainly bending and is at maximum pressure, just shaken from the bend, and it's ready to break it. And it is breaking it in many cases. But ask the left, do they care? And I hasten to add that we have a legal immigration system, folks. Law-abiding folks waiting in line to earn citizenship in this country. So lies that leftists want to make, oh, Americans, they hate immigrants, you know, anti-immigrant mentality. It's just nonsense. It's ridiculous. So my hope is that, number one, I want to follow this Schaff, I think that's her name, this Schaff thing with Oakland's mayor, whatever her name is, and I hope she gets the Schaff, because if we can make an example out of her and get everybody in the food chain, people start losing their jobs over this or going to jail, then we're going to make some headway. This is a big deal. This is one of those things where, folks, I tell you, you watch an organization start fighting back on your behalf, you got to get involved. These guys are, you know, they're holding down, they're holding the line.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Getting drunk is fun. Having your girlfriend get more drunk than you and having to get her in the car at the end of the night, not that much fun. It's like trying to get a toddler in the car after a day at the carnival, isn't it? Where are your shoes? What happened to your shoes? No, stop crying and get in the car. No, I don't hate you, just get in the car. Did you wet your pants?
Oh, what a fitting little comedic clip for the story that I'm about to tell you. This is a story that men will be. I can't even set it up right for laughing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Hardly a human being on the planet, well, of age, has not finally gotten to, you know, that age of drinking and at one point in your adult life experience drunkenness, right? Being under the influence. And there are different types, right? There are the types that want to fight. Everybody, oh, kick your butt, man. Boom. That's a terrible. If you get drunk and you want to fight, don't get drunk, because you cannot fight when you're drunk. The only advantage to it is you don't remember. I mean, when somebody's like pop, 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 popping you in your face, you know, or making you hurt, you don't remember it, and it really doesn't hurt that much because you're numb. Now, I don't know this from experience. I'm just for myself, but I presume that's what it feels like, because I have been inebriated twice in my life. And I remember touching my skin going, where is it? I couldn't feel it. It was like Novocaine, you know, all over my body. That's truly what it felt like. Until the next day when it felt horrible. But anyway, that's not the thing about it. I'm not here. And by the way, I don't condone getting drunk. I want to be clear. I don't. Now, twice in my life, come on, I've lived a long time. That's a pretty good record. Never used drugs. I'm talking about the drugs like marijuana and cocaine or any of that stuff. And I've been drunk twice in my life, and I remember it. I just think I remember when I can't remember the first or second, but I know I was in New Orleans hanging out with a buddy of mine who's a pretty big star, and everywhere we went, they kept setting us up with shots. And so we'd hit a shot, we'd stay 10 minutes, go to the next bar, stay 10 minutes, go to the next bar, do more shots. And we did this over a period of an hour, and I look back, I'd had like 10 shots in an hour. And my little constitution can't handle that. So when it roared in, it roared in. Oh, I think about it now, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And the other time, I was it was a business-related deal where all these alcoholics were, if you want to get our product line, you're going to have to out-drink us. And I was like, oh. So I was pouring drinks out and running to the restroom and, you know, acting like I was trying to drink with them. And even like cheating and drinking, it was bad. And that was the first time I'd ever awakened with my head over the toilet. And I was begging God to kill me, because I just wanted to throw up and I couldn't throw up. I was dry heaving. It was ugly. So I don't like it. But anyway, it is a pastime. Let's face it. Kids do it. It's just what happens. And at the University of Cincinnati, the idea of getting drunk and having a night of, you know, raucous, sexual encounters or whatever turned out to be bad for, dun, 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 the female student, because the University of Cincinnati suspended a female student for engaging in non-consensual sex with a male student who claimed he was too drunk at the time to approve the encounter. Yeah, so they're calling them John Doe and Jane Roe. The male accuser is John Doe. They won't give you the name. Jane Roe is the female aggressor. And it's a Title IX complaint, the statute that forbids sex discrimination in schools. And the reason why I like this story is because it's feminism gone amok. It's, you know, Title IX. Oh, everything's got to be equal for women and men and sports and money and all this. And it's actually hurt many colleges and universities. Now, I will say this. There are many more girls playing sports. I think that's a wonderful thing. So the outcome of Title IX in that respect, I think, is good. But it shouldn't be done at the expense of something else. Now, the universities should have addressed this issue without having to pass Title IX. They could allocate a certain percentage of the sports to sports based on, you know, like call it affirmative action in sports and earmark part of the NCAA money they get from football to women's sports. They could have done it without the federal government getting involved. But they didn't do it that way. Now it's mandated. But it's also mandated where it was heavy against men, which is typical in all of the things that it did. It's always the penalizing the people that are out there producing. Because let's face it, you want to watch women's soccer or you want to watch college men's football? I think I know the answer. So, because one sport, you go on, there's a whole industry built around it, and then these people are making crazy money. The other sport, they're forcing an industry around it. The same with the WNBA. But, you know, these girls are never going to make as much money as men, and then their sport's not going to be as watched as much. The people who watch NBA, the WNBA, and ladies soccer are fathers with daughters and their daughters. That's it. Even moms are like, will you take her? So I'm certainly not being a misogynist about it. I'm just being a realist. But anyway, in this particular case, they said this, they accuse the university, this girl accuses the university of violating her due process rights because Roe, the girl, had previously filed a sexual misconduct complaint against one of the male guys, the guy she was with, his friend. So this is a girl who's obviously, you know, got a pretty active social life. Let's just call her Sandra Fluck. And she's dating multiple guys, and she filed a lawsuit against one of this dude's homeboys, just to put it, you know, make it easier for us to remember this. And so they hook up, and he beats her to the punch. Now, the girl says that the guy filed the complaint is revenge for getting his friend in trouble. Yeah, she likes this dude. They go out and get drunk. She, and I'll get to the details of this thing in a second, but she initiates sexual contact with him, and he's too drunk to really respond, but she doesn't care. And she's blaming him now, saying, oh, you're just trying to get back for your friend. Well, if you thought that, why did you sleep with him in the first place? But she says it was ridiculous to find her guilty of non-consensual sex because of her male counterpart's drunkenness, but not find him guilty too. And see, that would be the argument that the women would use. She says she was drunk at the time, but under the rules, she was unable to consent. She was just as unable to consent to sex as he was. Now, it seems like a paradox, because how can two young people, in effect, sexually abuse or sexually assault each other? But it's actually a straightforward application of exactly what this is, what this Title IX thing was supposed to be, which requires all participants in a sexual encounter to proactively obtain freely given and unambiguous consent before proceeding. So this took place on September 30th, 2017. These two college kids go to a party together, return to the guy's residence. And I'm sorry, the guy's residence, because, and he said, look, I'm feeling drunk. They go to his bedroom and the girl fell asleep. The guy eventually crawls into bed, initiated sexual contact with her, and after allowing him to touch her, Roe asked if there's anything else he wanted to do. And he says no. And he went to sleep. Now, this is what she said happened. So on October 2nd, Doe went to the guy went to the Title IX office and filed a complaint alleging that Roe had engaged in sexual activity with him while he was too drunk to give consent. So when he said no, when she says, do you want to do anything more? He says no. And he wanted to go to sleep. She apparently decided to continue the activities without him. But he was too drunk to understand what was happening. I mean, you know, you get what I mean? So the same day, the Title IX coordinator, Carla Phillips, informed the chick that she was under investigation. And neither party disputed the sexual activity, so the only matter, the relevant matter, was whether the guy had been able to give consent. And at a hearing, the university determined that he had been intoxicated. He had no choice, so they had no choice but to suspend this girl until her graduation, and she filed an appeal that was denied. Now, she said she was being punished for engaging in the same sexual freedoms that men enjoy on college campus. But the fact is, she's being held to the same standard that men are held to now. And I love this story. See, I like in the old days when we just, you know, got figured out. Are you interested? I'm interested. Yes. Okay. And you know what? You might, there have been occasions where guys are drunk and girls still continue and vice versa. And you know what people just did? Hey, that's life in the fast lane, because it happens every single day, and it doesn't take legislation to figure out, you know, whether somebody's actually being abused or it's a drunken night of craziness.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.